Part 10. Mr. Peggotty. Dora and I married. Agnes, Aunt Betsy, Peggotty, Traddles and many other friends were at the wedding. We moved to our small house. I helped Dr. Strong and wrote stories. We were not rich, but I had sufficient money to live. But Dora was not good at looking after the house. The servants stole from us, or were lazy.
I cannot learn to cook or do all the other things,
said Dora.
Dear Dodie, I am your child wife. Think of me like that and love me.
My aunt gave me advice.
Don't ask her to change. Remember Mr. Murdstone and your mother. You must love her and be kind.
Mr. Peggotty was back in London. He was grey-haired and tanned after his long journey.
I look for Emily and Steerforth in France and Germany and Holland. I cannot find them, Master Davy. But I will continue to look.
Mrs. Steerforth sent for me. Rosa Dartle brought Littimer, Steerforth's personal servant, to talk to me.
My master and the fisherman's girl were in Italy,
he said coldly.
He was bored with her and left her. Now he's in Spain. The girl disappeared. That is all I know.
You must find the girl,
said Rosa.
Mrs. Steerforth does not want her to trap her son again. Now you can go.
I told Mr. Peggotty this news. Perhaps Emily was in England again.
There's an old friend of hers in London, Martha. She will tell me if she sees Emily,
he said. Some months later, Martha contacted me and told me to follow her to a poor area of London. Emily was back in England and was in Martha's room. I sent a message to Mr. Peggotty and then went with Martha. When we arrived, we saw a lady go into the room in front of us. It was Miss Dartle. We waited and listened.
You are a bad girl,
she said cruelly to Emily.
You stole James Steerforth from his family. He bought you and then rejected you. You must promise not to see him again.
Please be kind to me,
said Emily.
I will go mad. I loved him and trusted him.
You? You loved him? Ha ha ha!
Rosa Dartle laughed in her face. At that moment, Mr. Peggotty arrived. Miss Dartle left. He held Emily.
Uncle!
She cried and fainted.
Master Davy!
He said.
God help me to find my darling.
He picked her up in his strong arms and carried her downstairs. Little Emily and Mr. Peggotty were together again. Next day, Mr. Peggotty told me his plans.
I will emigrate to Australia with Emily. We will begin a new life away from the gossip in England. Ham knows that she is safe, and he forgives her for everything. She is writing to him, but she doesn't want to see him. The future will be better for all of us, Master Davy.